Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Going to talk with Brian Geltzeiler from SiriusXM NBA Radio in the next segment. Talk a little, and I want to talk with him about Zion too, because tonight will be Zion's first game in the NBA.
Today is Z Day.
He's going to have a triple single. Chuck.
On that Prize Picks app, I'm going over. I wonder what it's set at for Zion.
Under.
You are a hater. I'm going to tell you in a second.
Hold on. Fat kid that's first game back.
Can you believe the way he's describing Zion Williamson? A fat kid.
Okay, that little fat boy, come on out.
All right, okay.
Little injury prone
Sean
Kemp.
Eat your words.
The little fat boy.
They need zebra.
They said they had to order zebra cakes for the sideline so he could continue the game.
Come on, zebra cake. He has no moves.
Okay.
Watch this.
We're gonna bet.
We're gonna bet us. Hell with
okay.
these sights.
Okay.
Me and you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, the little fat boy.
Your hate is ridiculous.
I heard he's getting a Lunchable IV right now.
I'm looking at that game prop bet. Zion Williamson points is set, over under is set at 15.5.
Points or bacon slices? Bro, he's Rudy Gobert.
I don't think so. I think he's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of size-slash-athlete.
Yes.
I think he is.
And he's going to eat himself out of the league. Come on, zebra cake.
Ridiculous.
He's getting a Lunchable IV right now.
He had a pretty good high school and collegiate career, no?
It was short.
Okay.
He would have ate a lot more at Duke if he was there more than a year. We're going to see tonight.
As somebody texts in, Crowder going to be loud wrong again.
We'll see.
Yes.
Y'all like to get out loud and wrong. I'll be loud and right, too, now. When the game slows down and it's a half-court basketball game, I believe Zion Williamson will be irrelevant on offense.
Okay, but you're making it sound like he can't even spot up and shoot a jumper.
He can't. Like y'all are saying, he can shoot.
Well, you're saying he can't.
He can't. Bro, get the hell out of here with this little fat kid.
We're going to see tonight
when he goes 9-4.
College all-star, number one pick overall
on
in the
best
NBA,
team ever.
And then you want to pretend like he can't run. I mean, you sound foolish in this.
They had to teach him how to run.
You sound foolish.
Okay, watch a little fat kid run around.
So,
you don't know. You're just taking Zion's point because, he went number one in the draft. They are bust. Everybody knows bust. Y'all have seen bust. We've talked about bust. So that's why I laugh when you ask me, can he hit threes? He can be a bust just like all the other busts.
He cannot shoot. That's what you said, and it's just not true that he can't
shoot. Okay, and you say he can because why? He hit 0.8 threes per game, and his game is extremely limited. Generally, if you can't do it all, what does that make you? Limited.
No. It doesn't.
Woo!
38%.
0.8 a game. Y'all like to yell out loud and wrong. I'll be loud and right, too, now.
We're going to see tonight.
Double pump on Poeltl. Force him into a tough shot. Rebound Zion. Stick back in with a left hand. There it is, New Orleans. The first career points for Zion Williamson in his NBA career.
When the game slows down and it's a half-court basketball game, I believe Zion Williamson will be irrelevant on offense.
Okay, but you're making
That's
it sound like
thought.
He can't even spot up and shoot a jumper.
He can't.
Zion up top, beyond the arc. It's Alonzo. Ball back to Zion. Oh, my heaven. Straightaway three.
Absolutely good!
Like y'all are saying, he can shoot.
Well, you're saying he can't.
He can't.
Zion again. Straightaway three. Good again!
He can't.
Good again!
He can't.
Just like they drew it up. 38%.
0.8 a game.
Ball, no look feed to Zion. Oh, he didn't take the three. Now he's got it. Right wing three again.
He can't.
Got it again! You have got to be kidding me!
Y'all like to get out loud and wrong. I'll be loud and right too now.
Oh my heaven, straight away three.
Absolutely good!
We're gonna see tonight!
Like reliving the best night of my life. The best night of my life.
Your life?
And now it's 3:05 in the afternoon. You know what that means.
It's 3:05.
Dolly.
God bless Dolly.
Thank you, Pitbull. Appreciate it. 3:05. We've got your big game clue coming up. We've got your code word, your chance at winning $1,000. In fact, I'll give that to you right now. Time for the Hockman and Crowder Football Frenzy $1,000 cash giveaway. Your code word this hour is day. D-A-Y makes me think of our producer across the glass there, runs our affiliates, Dan Day, who grew up in New Orleans. He is a huge Zion Williamson fan, and I imagine last night you were grinning from ear to ear.
4 for 4.
4 for 4. I was thinking of Dan Day last night because Crowder tried to ruin your day yesterday.
I was crying a little bit.
And he hated and hated and hated. But who had the last laugh, Dan Day?
Zion Williamson.
Dan Day had the last laugh.
Did you stay awake? You stayed awake long enough to
Dan
watch it?
Dan Day had the last laugh.
Dale.
Eat it, Crowder. So the code word is day.
Everybody awake long enough to watch it?
D-A-Y, day. And you want to text that right now to 72881. 72881 if you have the correct word and your text is chosen randomly in this national contest. You will win $1,000. And your next chance to win will be at the top of the next hour, so about 4:05. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. This is a national contest, and it's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. And tell you about, wow, it's raining out here, Solana. You're going to have that in your weather report? It is coming down,
grief.
Man.
It's terrible.
You're going to be busy next week, right, during Super Bowl
starts
week?
Starts tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you
starts...
see that damn suit I just wore.
Well, that's
in
why
with?
I thought, I started thinking of next week. I didn't realize this has to do with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it starts tonight, and it's all the way through. They have stuff after the Super Bowl.
It's crazy the amount of, because I started to get texts from, you know, Waddle and Sylvie. Hey, we're coming down. Can we have a drink? There's, like, everyone is coming into town. And we're going to be pulled in every direction, but I know you're doing a lot of, like, paid promotional appearances.
That's what I say.
Speaking
hey,
of.
Can you come to this party?
Speaking of.
How much you going to pay me?
We're going to watch the big game at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. That's kind of like our headquarters. We do a lot of events there. We're going to do the draft there this year again, as we've done it probably the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
But we are going to watch the big game on Sunday, February 2nd. At Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, not only am I going to be there, Crowder is going to be there, Jay Figg is going to be there, you can fade Figg in person, Dan Day is going to be there, and you've partied with him before, he is fun.
Dan can go.
And Dave & Buster's is bringing in actual pitmasters from Kansas City. They're going to be making Kansas City barbecue. These pitmasters are in the parking lot. It's part of the festivities, so there's going to be a lot of Kansas City fans there without question. But anybody that wants to come out and have a good time, I'm telling you, Dave & Buster's, our entire show, everyone but Solana, who's giving off a very Zach Morris vibe today because he's wearing a Letterman's jacket. I don't know why he's wearing a Letterman's jacket.
Varsity all 4 years.
Varsity what?
Varsity football all 4 years.
Who?
What football?
Soccer.
You played varsity soccer 4 years?
Starting goalkeeper all 4 years. Varsity soccer. Archbishop Carroll. Go Bulldogs.
I don't believe that.
Let me see. Stand up.
That's, I don't believe that. He looks like Zach Morris.
Bro, you bought that little cheap-ass jacket.
That's come on, man.
Let me see the
says
show.
Solana. Says Solana right
where'd you get
there.
That? The NBC the store?
Says Solana right there.
What year is on it?
2012.
And by the way, Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, we've talked about it before, they have a 42-foot TV. It's separated into three rooms at that Dave & Buster's. Yeah. There's like the big sports bar area when you walk in. Then there's that dining room, which separates that sports bar area from the midway. That dining room now is the home of what they call the Wow Wall, which is the 42-foot TV, and it's ridiculous. And then you've got the midway with all the games. So it is really going to be a lot of fun. And so if you're thinking about where you want to watch the big game, we want you to join everyone here on the show, except Solana, who's actually going to the game. But everyone else on the show is going to be at Dave & Buster's. I'm talking about the one in Hollywood between Sterling and Sheridan. And it is going to be fun. I guarantee you it's going to be fun. Let's get headlines with Solana here before we move on. I forgot to do in the 2 o'clock hour because our argument heated up again. So let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Zion Williamson!
Zion Williamson! I'm not going to do this whole show. I'm laying off it. I'm not going to do this. But, I mean, Zion Williamson! You feel it, Dave? He's got the... I mean, he's praying to the good Lord... Hashem took care of me last night. Unbelievable.
What are we cheering?
Zion Williamson.
His 3 minutes?
I mean, you're joking,
okay.
Right? You're joking.
The 3 minutes were great.
17 straight points in a span of 3 minutes, 29 seconds.
Just leave it there.
Tied for the most points in a quarter in a player's first career game over the last 20 seasons. And if you want me to go into how his debut compares to LeBron James, Michael Jordan, and other NBA greats, I will be happy to because I have the article right in front of me. So let us celebrate Zion Williamson. And really, more importantly, Crowder's wrongness on it.
Hey, Crowder, what did he shoot from three? Dan Day, what did Zion Williamson shoot from three?
Only the best, 4 for 4.
100% if you're mathematically challenged.
Y'all should celebrate with a bacon sandwich.
100% from three.
He'll probably keep that up.
I thought 38% was good. Zion Williamson has more career three-pointers than Ben Simmons.
You're going to put the bar at Ben?
I'm just saying, Zion Williamson in one game, 20 minutes, has more career three-pointers than Ben Simmons. Now, we know from listening to Crowder yesterday, he's a very one-dimensional player, but regardless.
Y'all are going to apologize to me here in a couple weeks.
No chance. Go ahead. What else you got, Solana, in the headlines?
The Miami Heat did beat the Wizards last night. They held on to beat Washington 134-129 in overtime. The Heat improved to 8-0 this season in overtime, and according to Barry Jackson, have outscored their opponents 102-52 in those 8 overtime wins.
It is ridiculous what they're doing in overtime. It's also ridiculous that they're blowing large leads, able to hold on, and then dominate in overtime. At some point, that has to change, but enjoy it while it lasts.
Bro, that overtime stuff, I keep asking people
it's
week
crazy.
After week. Why? Like, you're up by 20, you let them come back, and then overtime starts, and you just dominate,
like,
period.
You'd think that would be deflating to let a team back into a game and then have to go to overtime, yeah. But, man, they come out and do their thing.
Were y'all watching Bradley Beal last night a little excited?
Thinking about what he could do in a Heat uniform?
Yes.
Because when he penetrates, man, I mean, he is a ball player.
And with the little contract they gave him now, it's still legit that Bradley can come here.
Yes.
Like, this isn't a pipe dream. That's why I was watching him.
They could definitely work. If he's unhappy in Washington, which I imagine he's got to be, even though he signed that big contract,
yeah.
He could work a trade. What else you got, Solandria?
Tomorrow, the Heat will host the Clippers, 8 p.m. at the American Airlines Arena. Yesterday, the Clippers lost to the Hawks, but Kawhi Leonard and Paul George were both out. So interested to see if they will play tomorrow.
Did you go to the Heat game last night?
I was there.
How was the crowd? It looked a little sparse at the beginning.
Yeah, at the beginning it's always, you know, a little sparse. I don't know what sparse means, but we'll go with that.
Really? I don't know what sparse means.
But by the time the fourth quarter came around, like, people were into the game.
See, I'm with Solana because when we first started the show years ago, you would pull out some words, and I would always take them as this.
Sparse?
Sparse isn't a bad one. But you do use some words where I would take it as disrespect just because I didn't know what they meant.
Yeah, sparse is, I mean, that's, I mean.
Right, but you could have just said, you know, it's a little lackluster. You could have said that.
Well, lackluster to me would connote not excited. Sparse means actually empty.
It wasn't sparse.
Okay, look, that's what I said. How was the crowd? It looked sparse on TV. And then I was looking for you to say, no, 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 it wasn't sparse. It was packed. I'm actually going to disagree with you because I think it was sparse, and I watched it. By the end of the game, it wasn't, but at the beginning of the game, it was.
I got there late.
The only reason that I asked is because the game tomorrow night is 8 o'clock, and I imagine with the Clippers, 8 p.m. on a Friday night, then you actually got a really good crowd from the get-go.
Yeah, well, I got there late. So.
In Miami?
Okay. 8 o'clock.
Oh, you can push it back to 10:20.
True, and people will waddle in around 11.
Yes, it's Miami.
What else you got, Salandria?
Donovan McNabb said the Terrell Owens drama broke up the Eagles and their relationship is fractured, and then T.O. responded on Twitter.
Bro, have you noticed? Because I tell a lot of stories on this show. I do. I tell all the stories. Like I never get into names.
Right.
Because of this thing that's happening with Donovan McNabb. If I start pulling up names, guys would come out and be like, oh, Crowder, you want me to tell the story about you?
But here's the thing, though. They really don't like each other.
Yes.
Like, they really don't like each other. I don't think Donovan McNabb cares what Terrell Owens is going to say. Terrell Owens obviously doesn't give a damn what Donovan McNabb has to say.
And Donovan is very divisive, especially I've talked to people that play with him. Like, he's not the let's bring everybody together guy. I'm Donovan and the rest of y'all play
with
me.
Well, the funny thing is, I think a lot of the public has a perception that it's the opposite. They think that Terrell Owens is the hard head, and it's almost the Rajon Rondo thing, you know, where we all think Rondo is a jerk, but then all the Chicago Bulls sided with Rondo instead of Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade because he was more of a teammate guy.
And I've heard from a number of guys, I played when T.O. played, right? You know, right after I was in the last end of his career, people love T.O. I've also talked to people to play with Donovan, and it was the opposite. So I think the media with T.O., and you know what? T.O. didn't help himself with the sit-ups in the driveway and all the media that him and Drew Rosenhaus did, but it's honestly opposite of what people think. I think teammates love T.O., but Donovan was there. Like I said, he's not a – I've never heard somebody say, I love Donovan.
What else you got there in the headlines, Solana?
And finally, guys, ladybugs defend themselves by bleeding from their knees.
I'm a knee guy.
Never more true than today. They have knees?
Well, they defend themselves by bleeding from
they
them.
They have knees. They walk.
Are you saying they have their knees are sparse?
No, I'm not. More like sticks. Like, do mosquitoes have knees?
Yes.
They have bendy knees.
Yeah, like a spider. Everything. Like, yeah. All animals have knees.
I don't know if that's true. It's not a snake, obviously. A snake doesn't have a knee.
Yeah.
Fish. Have legs. Fish does.
But it's a leg, like a leg joint.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know if I agree with
even,
that.
Even flamingos, you know, they bend the other way. But that's a knee because it's a leg joint.
No, but it's a very obvious knee. I don't think I've ever seen a knee on a ladybug.
How many ladybugs have you hung out with?
Well, I know what they look like. I mean, it's a pretty common bug. I think it's a pretty common bug.
No.
Well, they're very obvious when you see them, though, because they have a unique look. You know what I mean? Is that a mosquito? Is that a no-see-um? Like, what is it? A ladybug, you pretty much know.
Yeah, they're red and black.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're only bugs.
Spots. You got weather?
Do they make the Mount Rushmore of bugs?
I'll get there if you want. Don't tempt me, Jack.
Sam Cassell. Is he a bug?
Bug's Life.
He looks like a
Bugs
bug.
Bunny, of course.
Z and Bugs Life, that was a good movie.
Bugsy Malone. All right, what do you got for weather?
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park.
Your app having a tough time loading?
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. The cold weather continues in South Florida, and right now it is raining, and you know what happens with cold weather and rain when they mix, so I'm just throwing that out there. That's brought to you by...
But it's not cold out anymore.
That's brought to you by Hialeah Park. For the best poker promotions in South Florida, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
Do you want to play one of our games in the next segment? Because we miss Cheers 2 this week, and we miss Sat Your Ass Down this week. I would love to play Sat Your Ass Down, but it's going to be all you.
Yeah,
so should we play
easy.
Cheers 2?
We'll
Let's
cheers
play Cheers 2. Let's give away a $50 gift card for... the hell's the name of the place? Funky Buddha Brewery. Drew a total blank there.
I'll go.
Funky Buddha Brewery. We have a $50 gift card up for grabs. We'll go through the phones, and you can give cheers to someone. Maybe you want to give cheers to me for being right about Zion Williamson. Maybe you want to give cheers to Solana for being right about about Zion Williamson. Maybe you want to give cheers to – no, that about cover it. So, because we were right about Zion Williamson.
Cheers to baby Sean Kemp having a three-minute run.
So line it up, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. We'll go around the room first. We'll give you our cheers twos, and then we'll go to the phone lines, and we'll give you a chance to win $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. Love ourselves some cheers, too. It happens to be the worst open that we have, though, for any of our benchmark features.
We changed it yet?
A lot of people make New Year's resolutions for their bodies or their health. Maybe Crowder wants to make one for his Zion Williamson take.
I'm going to get tired of you after a while.
But BNT, Impact Windows and Doors, they and I would suggest you make a New Year's resolution for your home. I suggest BNT Impact Windows and Doors for PGT Custom Windows and Doors, Impact Windows and Doors for your home. That's the kind of resolution you should really make in January, because it's a great feeling when you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. My friends Tom and Brett at BNT, they want to extend their friends and family discount to our listeners. So through the end of the month, they're offering $750 off any PGT Windows and Doors. Just got to make sure your estimate is written up before the end of the month. So what's today, the 23rd? So you still got another week left to get this done. And then if you're a homeowner in South Florida, you just can't imagine how safe and secure your feel when you've got the PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. So call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you can go online to bntimpactwindows.com. Going to play a little Cheers 2 next on Hockman and Crowder. Before we play Cheers 2 here, let me give away the clue for the 3 o'clock hour. We give you a clue in the 3 o'clock hour, and then we give you a clue in the 4 o'clock hour. And in the 5 o'clock hour, you're waiting for the cue to call, and when you hear it, if you're the first caller with the correct answer, you immediately get $50 from Jersey Mike's, a little gift card, and you're registered in the drawing for 2 tickets to the big game. Need 2 tickets to the big game? Jersey Mike's, Pepsi, and Lay's have some to give away. You just got to keep listening here for your chance to win, courtesy of Pepsi. And again, we give you a clue in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll give you another clue in the 4 o'clock hour. And then you're waiting for the cue to call in the 5 o'clock hour. The clue for this hour is: this big game was referred to at times as the Pirate Bowl. You know what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? I thought that was a tough one. This big game was often referred to as the Pirate Bowl. Don't be a spoiler. Nothing. Nothing. If you know it, you know it. And if you need the 4 o'clock clue, you'll need the 4 o'clock clue. And then you'll wait for the cue to call. And,
I know the MVP of this game.
That's the next clue.
Now, no one's going to know.
That's what I thought.
No one will know that, but I do.
All right. Well, that's the clue for the 3 o'clock hour. This big game was often referred to as the Pirate Bowl. All right. We're going to play Cheers 2 here. Now, this is for a $50 gift card for Funky Buddha Brewery, which is in Oakland Park. We love Funky Buddha. We're going to give you our Cheers 2s, and then we'll go to the phone lines, and we will take your nominations, and then we will vote on a winner, and the winner will get $50 at Funky Buddha. Let's hear the big open for Cheers 2.
Let's play Cheers 2.
Everybody in the background was excited.
It's amazing. He has made such good production, and that is so carelessly thrown together.
Kind of grows on you, though, right?
No,
Jen?
Not at all.
I enjoy it.
I'm giving cheers to Dan Day and the... Is New Orleans a city? Yeah, that's a city. It's in Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
Dan Day, New Orleans, and me for booking a trip to New Orleans yesterday before Zion showed that he's the next Michael Jordan. cheers to anything that has anyone to do, anyone that has anything to do with the city of New Orleans, including Dan Day, Zion Williamson, and me, inexplicably.
When you going?
Spring break.
Oh, yeah. Fat Boy won't be playing by then.
They got a game against Sacramento. We're going to get in on a Saturday. They play the Sacramento Kings on Sunday night. Going to go see him play. Probably put up a double-double.
Or orthopedic surgery. One of the two.
Be knocking down threes just like we saw last night. Who are you giving cheers to, Crowder?
I'm giving cheers to Facebook because I saw Garobo meat on Facebook. That's iguana.
Yeah, I saw someone post about that.
Garobo meat.
I didn't know that that's what it was called.
I saw it and I learned it yesterday, but I'm going to give a cheers to Facebook and Garobo meat because I think it's genius to eat iguanas. They are invasive. They're not supposed to be here. Just like lionfish. People love to eat lionfish because you can go down there and shoot them, and you're saving the reef, but you're taking an invasive species out. Snakeheads. Snakeheads aren't supposed to be here, and they have beautiful white meat. I've eaten snakehead a number of times. I love people that eat iguana because it's actually what you're supposed to do is regulate the population. So anybody selling Garobo meat on Facebook, I want to give you a cheers to.
You knocked down some Zion Garobo last night. He fed it to you.
He'll eat it, I guarantee that.
Who are you giving cheers to, Solana?
Shout out the Nicaraguans, the Nicas.
They like Garobo
meat?
Yeah,
it's basically sopa de lagarto, sopa de Garobo, yeah.
It doesn't look, bro, when they clean it, it doesn't look bad.
Nah.
I'd eat the hell out of it.
Is it tasty?
I don't. If I find somebody that could clean it, I'd eat it. I've never eaten iguana before.
I just wonder if it's tasty. Have you had it?
Nah, I've never had it.
I'd eat the hell out of it. They have a good little pretty clean diet, like...
That's true.
Like, yeah, man, I'll eat the hell out of it. Find somebody. If somebody bring,
I mean,
tell
it's
them
lizard,
that.
Right?
Listeners,
yeah.
If it's anybody lizard. Knows how to make good Garobo, you bring it to the station. I'll eat the hell out of it.
I'm giving cheers to my brother Daniel.
I should have done that. Very good.
Daniel, my brother, he is older than me, and he proposed to his lovely now fiance Valeria, and we were in New York this past weekend, and he got down on one knee. And they're getting married.
Mazel tov to Daniel Solana.
So we need a little more information.
What do you mean?
How long they've been together?
A little over a year. What are you doing, man?
1 year?
Come on.
He doesn't even know her. She hadn't even farted in front of him. 1 year?
When you know, you know.
You
when
know,
you know.
Know,
you know. Mm. Don't worry. Crowder's a hater on everything. We've noticed
Bro,
this.
How long did you know your wife? How long did you know your wife?
I mean, not much more than a year. Maybe 2 years.
2 years is better than 1 year.
I'm just telling you, you're a hater. We've noticed it over the last few days. From De'Aaron King to Manny Diaz to Zion Williamson to Daniel Solana. Mm-hmm. It's one after another. You okay?
I can't speak
is
on.
Is there something wrong at the household?
I can't speak on Daniel Solana, but the other ones you brought up, they aren't very successful.
What?
The New Orleans Pelicans?
Zion Williamson
the
is
the Miami
not very
Hurricanes
successful?
And De'Aaron King.
No. I didn't say the New Orleans Pelicans. I said Zion Williamson.
If he was a tennis player or a golf player, but he is a basketball player.
He's not
on
successful?
The team. The New Orleans Pelicans are terrible.
You keep saying the New Orleans Pelicans.
He's on a team sport, isn't he?
He's
Did they
not,
win last night?
I'm not talking about last night.
Did they
night.
Win last night?
What does that have to do with anything?
Looter in the riot.
He was the
Looter
number
the
one pick in the NBA draft, the best player in college basketball. He's not successful. De'Aaron King, 36 touchdowns with 6 interceptions. He's not successful.
And he quit on his team.
Mm-hmm. Dan Day. Teach him a little something or two here.
Oh, no, I'm coming with nothing but love. First things first, Hawk, thank you so much. I'm giving you some money to buy a muffalata when you go to New Orleans.
Oh, I can't wait for a muffalata.
Get a muff in your mouth.
That's some good food in New Orleans.
I can't wait.
I got to give cheers to the makers of that Aaron Hernandez documentary on Netflix. That thing freaked me out. Like, I had to stop watching it because it felt like someone was over my shoulder watching me, and then I had nightmares all night about getting shanked in prison.
I heard that there were some factual inaccuracies, though. I heard that they called University of Florida, Florida University, and showed the FSU campus or something. Like, I haven't watched
but
it yet.
Don't you, like, remember when the R. Kelly stuff first came out, and they'd be all the R. Kelly truthers, and the girls would come out? It was kind of like that, where one kid said he was Aaron Hernandez's quarterback in high school, and they were homosexual lovers, and then truthers came out with like he didn't even play quarterback. So there was some. I'll tell you this, it was interesting, Dan, but the production of it wasn't that. Like, it was very patchy. Like, the way they did it was, like, the information was very patchy.
I don't know.
It's just intense. I know that, man. When you're, right, when you're having nightmares that you're getting shanked in prison by Aaron Hernandez.
Dad, I'll tell you what. Did the Aaron's phone calls while he was in prison freak me out?
Because they have the tapes of it?
They have all the tapes, and you know what he did. And after he even gets convicted of what he did, like, he's joking about everything. Like, his agent called him and said, hey, Nike's going to cut you. Like, you're in prison. And they're laughing, ha, ha, ha. And Aaron says, you think I can get a deal with Smith & Wesson?
Really? And weird. That's like, gallows humor.
I know, like, but then saying, like, when I heard that, I was like, ugh.
Little gallows humor.
Yeah, it's skin crawling at some time.
It'll freak you out.
Let me give the callers here a chance to give their cheers to before we run out of time. Now, is that Joaquin Solana?
Joaquin.
Because, well, you're saying Joaquin with an M. Now, you know that that name generally is Joaquin.
No, Joaquin.
You know the name generally is Joaquin.
I think you're mistaken. It's Joaquin.
What is your name? Joaquin or Joaquim?
Joaquin.
Right, right.
No,
not right.
Right.
And you're Hispanic. You're Uruguayan. He spelled it Jaquium. I mean, it just like, I don't, and he didn't know what sparse meant earlier. Joaquin, go ahead. Who are you giving cheers to?
I give cheers to the Florida Panthers for the 6-game winning streak.
Florida Panthers, 6-game win streak. They absolutely deserve that cheers, too. In fact, in the 4 o'clock hour, Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, is going to join us, big math guy. Last time we had him on because he was in Spain last week. So 2 weeks ago, he gave the Panthers a 33% chance, 38% chance of making the playoffs. And I got to imagine that's up in the 80s or 90s now, so yeah. We'll ask him. Queso frito?
Queso frito.
Queso frito. Who are you giving cheers to?
I'm giving a cheers to Channing Crowder because he's going to need a drink for the rest of the year with all of his takes that he's been giving. 0% accurate at all, man.
0% accuracy on your takes. I'm with you, queso frito.
3 minutes, queso frito, and now you're Zion's the man?
William in Miami. Who are you giving cheers to, William?
Hey, guys. I just want to give cheers to Tyler Herro, man. I mean, he is balling out. He's bringing something to the team that I think they've been missing for the past couple years. Baby Goat Gang, woo!
Baby Goat, woo, woo! Tyler Herro plays like a veteran.
Yes.
He does not have rookie eyes. Actions like he is a straight up killer.
Him and Nunn.
Yes.
Both of them,
yes. Josh in Hollywood. Who are you giving cheers to, Josh?
Hey, first I want to say I couldn't wait for this show to start yesterday.
And Solana made a great montage. Yeah, Solana made a great montage.
Terrific. I want to give a cheers to both you guys, Hawk and the infamously named Solandria, for being 110,000% correct about Zion.
Yeah.
Every three that went in, I thought about crowning
it.
Every three that went in.
Speak on it, Josh. Speak on it, Josh.
3 minutes, huh?
Speak on it, Josh.
That's a good one.
Gus in Miami. Who are you giving cheers to, Gus?
The gentleman right in front of my call took it because I was going to
say it
guys,
anyway.
You guys
say
are
it
the bomb.
Anyway.
You guys are the bomb, man. I'm here in the car with my family. We're all cracking up. You guys are radio go. Radio go, I say,
appreciate
man.
That. Thank your family for us.
Thank you.
I got awkward.
Do you have a cheers too, or is it just to us?
No, it's you guys.
All right, no, I love it. I'm in, man. You might get my vote. Jimmy in Lehigh? Where's Lehigh?
In Lehigh.
Where's Lehigh?
You know.
It's outside, just near 4 miles, a little north of Naples.
You got money over there.
Really well.
That's on the West Coast?
West Coast, yeah, next to West Coast, Cape Coral.
You got that bread, Jimmy.
All right, who are you giving cheers to, Jimmy?
Well, it's going to be, I'm not proud of to say, but I'm not proud. I watched a game at a funeral and a wedding within the last 7 days, but Dolphin Sport is an app you can watch a lot of your sports for free on your phone. So I was able to watch all the Miami Heat and Panthers. Dolphus Sports, D-O-F-U, Sport, and that's an app that you can watch football, hockey, and college football, and high school football. So, cheers to that.
All right, cheers to a sports app. I couldn't get the exact. Did you hear what the app was?
D-O-F.
D-O-F?
Or D-U-F, DOF Sports.
Something sports. Cheers to the app.
Yeah.
Elvis in Miami. Elvis, who are you giving cheers to, Elvis?
Hey, mine's just personal. Big cheers to my dad, who just retired from UPS Air after 25 years, man.
Wow.
Well, big cheers to my dad.
I've heard UPS is a very good company to work for, and cheers to your dad. He probably worked hard over 25 years.
Now all he does is sleep, so good for him.
I can't wait for retirement.
Pete in Deerwood? Where's Deerwood, Pete?
By the zoo, Miami.
It is? I didn't know that. Way down
the
south.
The zoo. 152nd.
Just way west, down south.
Just west of K-Town, Papa.
K-Town, Papa. All right, who giving cheers
just
to,
west
Pete?
West of K-Town. I give cheers to that two-pump jump Tim Tebow for breaking the dry spell.
Tim Tebow broke his hymen. Robert Tractor Trailer, the basketball player. This is Tractor Trailer? I don't think it is. Robert,
got married.
Who are you giving cheers to, Robert?
Yeah, I got the Taylor trifecta. Iguana meat, zebra cakes, and girls with tickle bitties. So then I feel,
I like it.
All right, iguana meat, zebra cakes, and girls with the girls that can put them on the glass. There you go. Richard in Hialeah. Who are you giving cheers to, Richard?
Well, I'm giving cheers to me because I listened to that whole 40 minutes, didn't drive off the road or shoot myself when I got home. I had two stiff drinks to forget about it. Happens, I forget about it. You guys start all over again.
Yeah,
I listen to it.
I apologize. I'm thinking about voting for you because I'm so sorry you had to go through that. And it's really not going to get any better today because I'm not good at letting things go. I don't know if anyone's recognized this, especially when I think I'm right.
I like Richard.
Caller one, Joaquin, gave cheers to the Florida Panthers. Caller two, gave cheers to Channing Crowder because you're going to need $50 at Funky Buddha because you're gonna be living on this anti-Zion Williamson hill for the rest of time. Mm-hmm. Tyler Hero, caller three. Hockman and Solana, caller four, because we were right. Caller five, cheers to both of us for putting on the radio show. Caller six, some sports app. Caller seven, his dad, just retired from UPS. Caller eight, Tim Tebow. Caller nine, iguana meat, zebra cakes, and the ladies. And caller 10 wants to give cheers to himself for having listened to our entire 40-minute argument about Zion Williamson. I just got to get some clarification before I vote for him. Richard in Hialeah, I just need to get clarification. When you listened to our 40-minute argument and then watched Zion Williamson last night, did you think I was victorious?
Absolutely.
Okay, just wanted to get
Richard.
That clarification.
Richard.
So I vote for Richard in Hialeah because he had to listen through all that. He found out that I was correct, as most people do in the long run. You didn't have to wait that long. You found out in a matter of hours that I was correct and you were incorrect. But I vote for Richard in Hialeah.
I'm going to win in the long run. We all know that.
Okie dokie.
But I have to vote for number one. The six-game winning streak out of the Panthers. We were waiting. We've been begging people for this, asking them, what are we going to do to jump into the playoffs? We have Rob Pizzola coming on saying the percentages go from in the 30s to in the 80s or 90s. I got to get some love to the Panthers today.
So it's between Joaquin and Richard. Solana, do the right thing.
Joaquin's my guy.
There is no Joaquim. That name doesn't exist. There's no Joaquims.
Joaquim, I love you, but
okay. Isn't that the guy that Ed Reed was yelling about?
Joaquin
yeah.
Gonzalez,
yeah.
And that's Joaquin with an N at the end. If you all your life you thought Joaquin is Joaquim?
No, there's Joaquins, but I'm pretty sure this guy's name is Joaquim.
He told us it's not. He literally told us it's not.
There's this thing, though, where I don't think you hear the proper pronunciation of Joaquim, and he's saying Joaquim.
Okay, but he's not. He's saying Joaquin.
Joaquim, I love you, but I have to
go.
He
said it again.
I have to go with Richard,
of
Joaquim.
Of course. Richard, congratulations. $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. I know it wasn't worth it. I know that you deserve more. You deserve combat pay. And I wish I could tell you that it's going to end. But I will be watching Zion Williamson's games. Like, how many games do you need to see before you move off your ridiculous position?
That's a good question. If he if he can, when he gets, I understand he was out for a while, so he have, when he's not limited, when he can play 30 minutes a game, 30 plus minutes a game, and he goes out there and he gets tired and he's fat, then I'll know I'm right.
So, or continues to put up the numbers that he put up last night.
When he gets to 30 minutes a game and when they trust him to put in the game totally, then I'll come off of my point, or I personally believe my point will be accentuated.
Always lots going on at the Cheetah. You can get your poker face ready. This Saturday, it's the Rodriguez Charity's 5th Annual Charity Poker Tournament at Seminole Coconut Creek Casino, and it's sponsored by the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs. There'll be a no-limit Texas Hold'em tournament, $150 per player. That includes a complimentary lunch buffet at the Fresh Harvest and a free gift bag. First place winner is going to get $5,000, second place $2,000, third place $1,000, plus Cheetah bar tabs and Cheetah VIP card giveaways. You can register to play right now. It's Saturday. You can register to play visiting any Cheetah club, or you can go to funpokerday.com. Got to make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. That is my daily reminder. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6, so much more. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs on the menu, sliders, burgers, wings, salads, sandwiches, not to mention daily specials like barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. Got to check it out, see for yourself. You can get all the details at their website, which is cheetahsofl.com. Quick break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. It's funny. I think we still have to play the Zion montage at 4 o'clock, right? I mean, I know I'm letting it go, but we have to play the montage at 4 o'clock.
Embarrass yourself if y'all want to.
I mean, Solana put a lot of work into it, and
yeah,
I don't think anyone's ever been embarrassed more on radio, sports talk radio, than what happened to you yesterday and today.
I'm not embarrassed at all.
Come on. Come on.
Great 3 minutes.
You can't feel good.
Great
about
3 minutes.
You can't feel good about what happened.
What about team success? Has nothing to do with Zion?
Team success after one game?
Moving forward.
Team success.
Is their winning percentage going to go up with Zion being back?
Yeah.
Yeah. You sure?
Yes.
We'll see.
Well, don't you think so?
No.
You don't think that
Zion? Was irrelevant for three quarters and probably, 45 minutes? He was irrelevant.
But when you have the plus minus that he did in the minutes that he played, why would you narrow it down to 3 exact minutes?
Because that's all he did.
But it doesn't matter when you do it.
The entire first half, he did nothing.
But it doesn't matter when you do it.
5 turnovers. He was very sloppy. I know he had to knock the rust off.
But it really doesn't matter. Like, if a boxer gets his ass kicked for 8 rounds mm-hmm. and knocks someone out in the 9th round, they had a bad fight?
No, because they won.
Right.
The Pelicans didn't win.
Okay, but the Pelicans, a meaningless game in the 45th game of the season mm-hmm. or whatever.
They lost.
Like, but so Zion had a great game if they won?
You're saying great. I'm not saying great.
Okay, but
if
Zion.
If they won, it's not a great game.
So it doesn't matter if they win?
No. If they won, it would have meant something because he brought them back and then they won the game.
But it would have been in spite of him, because he couldn't have brought them back if he had a bad game.
If he would have done anything in the first 3 quarters, that game would have been way closer than it was, because he was a waste of time putting him in the game for the first 3 quarters. It was a waste of time him being on the court for 3 quarters.
So to get his legs and to get his pacing and to get his timing
pacing,
down.
Pacing, legs, 5 turnovers, 2 points, 1 rebound. Those are the numbers you keep bringing up.
So those numbers are more important than the numbers he put up in the 3 minutes.
He had the 3 minutes, and that was impressive. But a game is 48, and
right.
he had 3.
But that's what you're fixated on.
No. That's what you're fixated on, too.
I'm fixated at the box score.
And that game wasn't great because he was irrelevant for 45 minutes. That's what I'm telling you.
Well,
the other guys, Lonzo Ball was a big – Drew Holiday was a bigger part of that game. And a bigger part of the loss. Aldridge outperformed him. Let's be honest now.
No, let's not be honest. Had Zion Williamson.
Aldridge did not outperform Zion last night.
Had Zion Williamson not done what he did in 3.5 minutes, that team gets blown out. They didn't get blown out. They came back and took the lead. If he wasn't on a minutes limit, they'd have won that game.
And you don't know that, and that's made up.
You just said that you know.
No, I don't.
You just said.
They lost. They were down because he was irrelevant in the first half, first three quarters.
He played 8 minutes in the first half.
11, and they were irrelevant.
But he played 8 minutes, the first 8 minutes of his NBA career.
Was irrelevant, correct?
No.
Bro.
No, to get your one, legs.
One rebound, 2 points, and a number of turnovers
to get
is
your
not
legs
irrelevant.
On an NBA court
not,
without ever having
about
played
getting
in an
legs.
NBA. But that is the relevance of it.
So him
you
getting
keep saying it's irrelevant. That's the actual relevance.
Okay, well, put him in. He's our shooter. He's going to spread the floor. He's going to facilitate. He's getting his legs. Coaches don't say that, Hawk.
Absolutely they do.
So the relevance of him in the first half was him getting his legs?
Yes. Him getting his spacing, his legs, his timing, and you saw what happened in the second half.
You know they
after
practice,
he
right?
got some PT.
You know they practice, right?
So you don't know that players take time to get back into game shape and take time to get
but
their pacing back.
You're telling me to give him credit for getting his legs?
That's exactly what he was doing
That's
out there
ridiculous.
In the first half.
That's ridiculous.
So you thought
he
in
was
the
a
first
waste, he was a waste of
you
a,
thought
five
in the
guys.
First minute that he checked in an NBA game, he was supposed to be the league's MVP.
No, we're supposed to do something more than that.
To
Bro.
Get his legs.
Okay. You're giving him credit for getting his legs.
No, you're asking what his relevance was out there, and I'm telling you what the relevance was.
So he did not contribute to his team. He was getting his legs.
That's right.
Because he didn't contribute to anything
that
for
was,
the first
and
three quarters.
That was the relevance so that when the second half rolled around, he took over the game. Did he not take over the game when he was in?
Who's the second best guy to getting their legs? Because he's great at getting his legs. Who else is real good at getting their legs?
Anybody that misses a half season has to get their legs.
So is he the best at getting his legs? Because this is a stat now. This is important. Let's worry about getting people's
it's
legs
not,
back.
It's not good or bad. You're asking what the relevance was.
They started him, and he did nothing. They put him in the game again.
But
he
that's
did
not
nothing.
Why he was
They
in.
Put him in the game again. He did nothing. The fourth time he entered the game, he had a hell of a three-minute stretch. And I'm telling y'all that. It was impressive to see his big, heavy ass hit those threes. But before that, it was a waste of a position on the court.
But how was it a waste if he was getting his legs so that he could do that in the second half?
Getting his legs.
Yeah, we've said that back and forth numerous times.
I'll give him credit for that.
Well, that's the relevance. I'm not giving him credit.
Well, when Winslow comes back, we're going to say he had a great game if he's getting his legs.
But you're
I mean,
again,
we're gonna, like,
again,
getting his legs.
Again, you're,
he's not,
you're
when,
saying
when,
something that I'm not saying.
When Justice Winslow comes back.
I'm not saying that
okay,
he,
when he
but
comes
I'm not
back,
saying that was good getting
yes,
of the
legs. You just
legs.
Said nope, it nope, was important I, for him to be on the court to get
it
his
was.
Legs. So when Justice Winslow comes back, if he scores no points, all he has is turnovers, one rebound, and one and 2 points, one rebound, you're going to say, oh, no, leave him out there. Let him get his legs.
Well, he's going to have to get his legs. There's no question.
And we're going to give him credit for it.
When
are
Justice
we going to give him credit? You're giving him credit for getting his legs.
No, no,
that
no.
doesn't make sense, huh?
You didn't ask him, am I giving him credit for it? You said he was irrelevant.
He was irrelevant.
And I'm telling you what the relevance of him playing was. That's
but
not
bro,
giving him credit.
But, and
I'm
going
telling
down
you what
by
the relevance
five,
is.
Then down by 10, then down by 12.
Have
and
you
you're
never played professional
getting
sports
him relevance?
Before?
I'm the only one on the show that has.
Well, sounds like you haven't.
This is a dumbass thing you're saying. He's relevant on the court to get his legs. Go to practice and learn how to play basketball again and then play ball. People don't come watch people get their legs.
No one said someone
people
comes
come,
to watch someone.
So you're putting him in the game and saying, don't worry, he's irrelevant. He has no stat lines. He's
you're
not helping
saying
the team.
He's irrelevant.
But he's getting his legs. Take it easy.
You're saying he's irrelevant.
He's getting his legs.
How many minutes
he's
did they give Justice
legs.
Winslow in his first game back after he had been injured? 16?
Yeah, something
16.
Like that. And most of them are garbage.
And he didn't play again.
I wonder why. Well, he was injured. But I wonder why they only gave him 16 minutes.
His back was hurt. That's why he hadn't played in a month.
Because he needed to get his timing back, and he needed
and
to get
timing,
his legs
and
back.
And now he hasn't played in a month after that.
Yeah.
Terrible argument.
It's not a terrible argument.
Terrible
I mean, that's
argument.
Common knowledge. Like, that's literally common knowledge in sports.
And so you put him on the court, and if he does have no stats, no assists, no points, no nothing, don't worry about it.
Well, but he didn't. He ended with great numbers.
No. The first three quarters, he did nothing. But don't worry about it. But don't worry about it. Don't worry about those first three quarters.
So
Should we worry about Zion Williams' first three quarters on the court?
No. You should worry about the final box score.
So don't worry about the first three quarters. Don't worry about when his team is going back by double digits.
But shouldn't you worry about the final box score?
Just put him out there.
What's more important, quarter-by-quarter breakdown or the final box score?
A win.
No. What's more important for a player, the final box score or the quarter by quarter breakdown.
You know what? And you want me to say box score, and I'll say that. But then what about when you say that's cleanup time? Luter in the riot. Like, we can go that way as well.
Yeah, but
well.
It wasn't cleanup time. They weren't up by 30.
No, it
they
was
down.
Irrelevant
he,
time.
He brought them back.
And they got their ass whooped because he couldn't finish the game. Correct?
No. They were in the game because
he
could play.
What was the argument after the game because he couldn't stay in there?
They gave him a minutes limit before the game started.
Because he's out of shape and he wasn't ready. Because so you're saying give him credit for that. I'm not giving anybody credit for getting their legs back and having a time limitation. Your team lost and you had a terrible three quarters.
So when Michael Jordan came back, when Michael Jordan came back from the Bulls
and they lost.
When Michael Jordan came back to the Bulls and they had given him a minutes limit, that's really a stain on his career, right?
Because
he was obviously out of shape.
Did they lose?
But you're talking about one game.
I'm just saying, did they lose?
I don't know. It's one meaningless
game. If Jordan comes back and he can't help his team win, then he is not helping his team win.
But Zion Williamson did help his team get back in the game.
Get back in the game?
Yes.
You're giving credit for that.
They had a 10-point deficit.
And they're going to lose again.
They had a 10-point deficit. They brought him into the game. They had a 1-point lead. They chose not to put him into the game. But they brought him back. He brought them back. That wasn't his doing?
No.
No?
No.
You didn't watch the game.
They were down because his big ass did nothing with his minutes.
You didn't watch that.
Y'all are just kissing this man's ass. Bro, this dude is decent, bro. He's not.
I mean, you
he's, not the reason, he's not the
and
reason they
this.
Took the lead.
Y'all are arguing with me about a guy. How many minutes did he play? I'll go with y'all. So how many minutes did he play?
18 minutes.
18 minutes. And now he's a star.
No. No one said that.
He's amazing. He's great.
Only
he's,
talking he's, about last he, night's he, performance.
So it was amazing last night. It was great.
He had a great performance
last night.
Last
was great.
Night. Yep.
Great.
Yep.
18-7-3. I mean, 22-7-3 is great.
4 3-pointers. 4 from 3.
So
great. I'm telling
y'all
you,
know.
Yes,
listen.
Yes, he had a great game last
night. So 22-7-3 is great.
He had a great game last night.
That's a great game.
Yep.
If any other star, if James Harden has 22-7-3. No. If James Harden has 22-7-3, Giannis has 22-7-3, LeBron has 22-7-3, that's not a great game.
But I'm not putting him on their level.
But we're grading on the curve.
But
now.
I'm not putting him on their
so
level.
So we're grading on a curve.
Okay, yeah, we're grading on a curve.
We have to be.
Okay.
What is great? 22-7-3?
He had a great game last night.
So his and you said go stats.
Mm-hmm.
22-7-3 is great.
Yes. In 18 minutes? Yes.
Okay.
In 18 minutes, that's great.
No, that's great.
In 18 minutes, yeah, the plus minus on that is fantastic.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
So 22 points and 4 of 4 from 3 in 18 minutes is not a great
it's
performance?
Great.
Well, what is it then?
Great.
It's an average performance?
It's
a lot
decent.
Of guys do that in 18
it's
minutes?
It's decent to have that 3-minute run. It's decent. The man was irrelevant for three quarters, y'all. Man, listen, if y'all want to kiss this man's ass, y'all can. It's a lot of ass to kiss because he's gigantic. I'm not doing it yet. The man has played, and I'll use y'all's argument, he's played 18 minutes in the NBA. I can't say he's great or had a great game in 18 minutes.
But you can say he doesn't. But you can say he didn't have a great game.
Day.
You can't say he did have a great game, but you could say he didn't have a great game. You saw
he did
enough
not
in
have a great
okay,
game.
So you
he had a great quarter
so
or really
did,
a great 3 minutes.
So you did see enough in 18 minutes to make a final determination on his game.
You know who didn't have a great game? Guys sitting on the bench as well didn't have a great game, where he was most of the game too.
That doesn't make any sense. He played 18 minutes. He gave you quality 18 minutes. I mean, he did. The numbers bear it out.
Quality or great? Now we're moving it backwards. Quality or great?
He gave you a great 18 minutes.
Great is I think we're overusing the word great.
Okay.
He had a decent little run. That's what he did.
Is 4 of 4 from three-point land, is that great three-point shooting?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. That's what he did.
3 minutes. So 45 minutes don't matter.
Regardless.
So 3 minutes. So we're evaluating 3 minutes?
No.
You're evaluating 3 minutes, you're not evaluating 18. The other 15 minutes, he was nothing.
I asked you a simple question.
The other eight, and I'm putting context to it.
Is 4 of 4 in three-point shooting great?
Yes. He's 100% on the game.
There you go.
So he's a great shooter.
Not what I said.
What'd he do? What's great about him?
I'm asking you.
That 3-minute window?
But
this
you keep bringing
thing.
It. But you keep bringing
he
it back
had
to
a great
3-minute
3 minutes, and that's all he did.
But it doesn't matter.
Yes,
I'm
it does matter.
You, it doesn't
yes.
matter.
Okay, 4 for 4 was in a 3-minute stretch, and that was a great 3 minutes. But
so,
it's a 48-minute game.
So if
y'all
one
are
of
trying
is,
to put this guy on
one
a
of
pedestal,
the, if one of the threes came in the first 2 minutes of his action, then another three came in the 6th minute. Another one of the threes came in the 11th minute, and the 4th 3 came in the 17th minute. Then it's a great game because it was more spread out.
If he was consistently playing and helping his team
win. That's consistent, right? Over the 18 minutes. If the
threes
are spread out, I'm saying.
So 3 points in the first quarter, 3 points in the second, 3 points in the fourth, 3 points in the third and fourth.
Right.
I wouldn't say that's a great game. That's one shot a quarter.
I'm only talking about the three-point shooting.
Yes.
He went 4 of 4 from three.
That was basically what he did was the threes. 22, 12. Like, let's do the math here.
Okay. So 4 of 4 is not great three-point shooting.
Three-point shooting, yes, in that small window.
But why do you keep saying in that small window?
Because that's what he did.
But what's the difference if you shoot 4 of 4
because
in 20 minutes
four
or 4 minutes?
Hawk, it's a four-quarter game.
But he didn't play 4 quarters.
The Pelicans were playing the Spurs for 4 quarters.
Mm-hmm.
He did nothing the first quarter, correct?
Yeah.
Did nothing the second quarter, correct?
I mean, statistically.
Did nothing the third quarter. Statistically, he did nothing.
Okay.
All he had was turnovers.
Okay.
He had no steals, period.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually, he got dunked on in the third quarter. I sat and watched it.
So he had a,
and then he got to the fourth quarter and he had a 3-minute stretch. It is, am I wrong?
Yes.
He did not have an irrelevant first quarter.
You're wrong.
Did he have
an irrelevant? You're trying to drill it down to 3 minutes. It's the silliest sports argument I've ever heard.
Take out those 3 minutes, and it's his game is terrible.
But why would you take out?
And that's what I'm saying. He had a good stretch.
But why would you take out the 3 minutes?
There
it doesn't even make any sense.
There are players that Mike, the guy, there was a dude with the nickname Microwave because that's what he did. He'd come in and ball for 4 minutes, but he couldn't do it consistently. You believe Zion can do that consistently? What he
That's
did.
Not the question.
But,
no.
I'm re-asking
you
that question.
I have no
idea. Could Zion? And nobody does. And that's my issue is that y'all are praising this guy
for
literally 3 minutes.
I am praising last night's first NBA performance by Zion Williamson.
And for 45 of the 48, he was irrelevant.
Okay. But the box score shows you otherwise.
Okay. So he was irrelevant for 45 minutes of a 48-minute game.
No, it's a silly argument.
Is it?
I'm saying,
but wasn't it? Wasn't he?
No. No.
If you take that window out, he had 5 points.
If you look at LeBron's game.
Three rebounds.
And you take out a bad quarter. Mm-hmm. The argument, if he puts up 38 points in a game, but he has a one quarter that was scoreless, the argument after the end of the game is, well, there were 12 minutes that were irrelevant.
You know what I say? I would say he balled for three. What happened in that second quarter? Listen.
That's so silly.
Why do we call the Heat? Why do we call the third quarter for the Heat? What do we call it?
Third quarter.
Why?
Because they don't perform well in the third quarter.
And so you can name it when you have a downtime in a game. You can name it,
yeah,
but he has three. He has three quarters of.
But at the end of the game, when they come out with a victory, what's the difference?
So why have we named it the third quarter?
If you don't perform well in the third quarter, it's a fair name. He didn't perform as well in the first half as he did in the second half.
He didn't perform as well in the 45 minutes than he did in that three.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
So he had a turd 45 minutes. If we can name it, let's name
it.
Okay,
but
I can't say it was a great game when 45 of those minutes were terrible.
I can't believe
I know, thank you. I
appreciate dying on this hill. I cannot believe you're
dying on this
hill.
Actually, you just fell down the hill. Made a lot of sense.
I fell down the hill. I mean,
Why do you name a bad quarter the third quarter?
Because if you perform poorly in the third quarter, you give it a nickname.
And did Zion perform poorly in 45 minutes of that game?
Well, no, he didn't play 45 minutes.
Did he perform poorly in the first quarter, second quarter, and third quarter?
Yes, first and second quarter.
And third quarter, he did nothing either, okay. Let's be honest. So 3 quarters of irrelevance in that game for Zion.
You keep saying irrelevance. I'm not.
How did he play?
But that has nothing to do with it being irrelevant.
Did he succeed or fail in the first quarter?
He failed.
Did he succeed? No, now you're going to jump and say bad draft pick.
I see it. No.
He failed for the majority of that game, and then he had a good run. I can't kiss this man's butt for having a 3-minute
window of
good
play. Saying someone had a good game is not kissing their butt.
Bro, you said a great game.
He did. First NBA game ever, 18 minutes of total play.
Yes.
And put up 4 3-pointers, 4 of 4 shooting for 3, 7 rebounds, and how many points total?
22.
22 points. That's not a great game in 18 minutes?
No.
Okay. All right, so we have different definitions of what a great game is.
Yeah, I don't throw great around.
Okay.
I've seen great.
In 18 minutes, 22 points, 7 rebounds, 4 of 4 shooting from 3.
I've seen great.
Okay.
What I saw at him wasn't great.
But it was terrible.
I didn't say terrible. I gave him credit for the 3-minute window. I'm not going to say that
game
was great, though.
Talk about the game. What was the game?
Decent.
Okay.
It was a decent game out of the first, the little young guy. Decent game out of the little fat kid.
Decent game.
Decent game.
Okay, fair enough. I hate that you had to listen to this again because I don't even like doing this to him because it sounds so silly.
I know you do.
But he's going to die on this hill, and I don't even know why. I don't know why.
Because y'all like to praise people for no reason.
And 4 of 4 from three-point land in his first NBA game ever in 18 minutes. Failure. They got to trade him. They have
and
to
I
trade
said
him.
Failure, or did I say yeah, decent
you
performance?
You said failure. You said he had a bad game. You said he had a bad game.
Bro, you just asked me, and I said decent game for the young guy.
You said 45 minutes were bad.
Oh, terrible.
Okay, so if you take 45 terrible minutes.
And ball for three.
And compare it against three, terrible wins out. Terrible.
Decent.
Three good minutes wipes away 45 terrible minutes?
It was decent. He had a hell of a run in that little. He had a decent game.
All right, go to the vending machine.
I don't need to go
get
to any
something
vending
with
machine.
Sugar. Your
yeah,
sugar,
y'all need to.
I think your sugar is low.
Yes, you're anemic. You need iron.
You have to go.
You need some spinach.
Solana, do you have a couple of singles back
there?
Get
him some spinach.
He needs some sugar. He's got a low blood sugar count.
Does anyone have the little diabetes finger prick thing? He needs to. We need to find out what his blood sugar is, because he's not making any sense. All right, we got it. Now, what do we do to the clock again, Solana?
I want to punch both of you right now.
Well, why didn't you fix it?
What am I supposed to
it's
do?
It's 9 minutes after. I didn't even give the code word. We haven't even gone to the commercial break yet. Now let me give the 4 o'clock hour code word. Len should kick your ass. I'm talking to you, Crowder.
Len who?
Len, the program director, the boss.
You're the one who want to argue about this little fat kid all day.
He should kick your ass.
I don't even
for messing up the clock.
I don't even bring up this little rookie who played his first game. Y'all love to.
I think the text machine, the first text, says it perfectly. Crowder, take the L. Crowder, take the L.
Crowder, you make a lot of sense. You read what you want.
Crowder, where do you see that one?
Where
is the one text that says you make a lot of sense?
I'll find it.
Where? Find that one. This hour's code word is time. T-I-M-E. It's time to take a break. What are we going to do here with the clocks? We have a simulcast.
I'll read the manual.
Dan Day, you have any ideas back there what we should do? It's my supporting staff. The code word is time, T-I-M-E. Text the word time right now to 72881. Text time to 72881. You could win $1,000 if your text is chosen randomly in this nationwide contest. Your next chance to win is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. This is a national contest. It's sponsored by Anna Jar and Levine Accident Attorneys. All right, we are taking a break. Everyone on the text machine is praying for your foot. They're praying for your foot because your blood sugar's low, and we don't know what's going to happen over the next hour and 50 minutes, but we are all rooting for you. We're rooting for you. We're not going to count like you're counting the 45 minutes against Zion. We're not going to count these 11 minutes
count
against
it.
You. You've given us plenty of entertainment over the course of time.
Count it.
We're not going to count this clunker of a performance against you. All right, we take a quick break. No idea what's coming back or when we're coming back on Hochman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.